Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 58 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim writes, Yesh harbe devorim, it is common, shenech shalom bo ha'olam be'inyan lachush, that on the topic of being careful, people make fundamental mistakes. The concept of being careful is that we heard Lashon Hara and we're not allowed to believe it as true, but lachush mibo'i, you're allowed to be concerned. Chafetz Chaim outlines this. L'inyan lishmar es atzmo mehanidon, you're allowed to protect yourself from the person who was spoken about. If rumor has it that he's not honest, for example, you don't have to take him as a business partner. You're allowed passively to protect yourself. Avochas v'shalom, but the balance here is that you're not allowed to do shum maisa, any activity, ligrum lo shum hezek, to cause him a damage, obiush, or embarrassment, avur zeh, because of this, not large, not small. So if a person is going to respond to the information that he got in a passive sort of way, that would be within the parameters of lachush mibo'i, to be concerned. If, however, the person has an attitude of everyone's talking about him, it's a mitzvah to take sanctions against him and protect the people against him, that would be taking it to the level of damage, of sanctions, of taking action, and you don't have a right to do that. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim explains, because this person has not had his day in court. We don't have anything but rumors or possibly a single witness who has not been cross-examined properly, and we have no verification that the rumors against this person are true. So why are we allowed to take action at all, even in a passive sense? Why would we be allowed, for example, to tell somebody that there's something of concern here and that they need to do more research? Why are we allowed to do anything at all if it's nothing more than a rumor? The answer is, because we're running the middle of the ground, we're trying to do good by the person who's being spoken about by not damaging him, and we're trying to do good by the potential partner by making sure not to damage him. Ani mitzuve le'ehov es zeh, ani mitzuve le'ehov es shekinegdo. I'm obligated to act with love to this one, and I'm obligated to act with love to the next one. And in order to achieve this balance, you're allowed to do this passive restraint in order to protect. But you're not allowed to take action, and if you did take action, you would be in violation. Chafetz Chaim points out, interestingly enough, that if a person will potentially be partnering with this questionable situation, if he's a person who understands this concept of lachush, but not to actively wrong somebody, then you could share this information with him. But if he's not a person who understands this and thinks in black and white, either the person is good or he's bad, and if they're talking about him, probably where there's smoke, there's fire, then you wouldn't be allowed to share this information with them. And so, in an interesting way, if a person is careful in laws of Lashon Hara and understands this balance, they would be more prone to be protected in this case of lachush, where you're allowed to share information but not do damage. Whereas if a person is a hothead, and once he hears rumors, he takes action, then you wouldn't be allowed to share this information with him. The Chafetz Chaim concludes the section by telling us, in Kivar Ovar, if a person already was in violation, he heard information that was Lashon Hara, it was based on one person or it was based on rumor, Vehem in Belibo, and in the courtrooms of his mind, he believed it, he's in violation. We have a problem here, because you're not allowed to believe it as fact. You're allowed to be cautious, but not more. Tikuno, the way to rectify it, and you see here the Chafetz Chaim views it as a full-fledged violation, he says the way to rectify it is, Sheyischazik lotzi advarim milibo shelo la'aminam, you have to be strong and get this information out of your heart so that you're not believing it as fact. Recognize that the halacha does not view it as true, but only lachush to be cautious. V'yikabel al atzmo, and he should accept upon himself in the future that he will not accept Lashon Hara as fact. V'yisvada al zeh, and he has to say vidui, the confession, regarding the wrongdoing which he did, which was to believe the Lashon Hara as fact instead of merely something that he's allowed to be cautious about. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.